1071 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. We have the big event that is coming up July 1st. It's the 86th Embro Highland Games. And joining us once again, wonderful to have him in studio, Alan Normand is here. Alan, it's great to see you.
And great to see you, Jamie. Thank you.
Well, we are looking forward to Canada Day. And of course, we're looking forward to the 86th Embro Highland Games. So that is for July 1st, 8 a.m. through till 5 p.m. And then, Alan, when you take a look at the itinerary, you take a look at all the events, this is just a jam-packed day. It's incredible.
It is. It's a very, very busy day, Jamie. And we kind of base our games on the four pillars, the Highland dancing, pipe bands, tug of war, and the ever popular heavy events, including the caber toss. That's a real crowd pleaser. But salted in throughout the day are a variety of other things. We've got dog agility classes, demonstrations rather, Scottish dogs on parade. That's
okay.
this would come to me there. As well as the ever popular sheep herding demonstrations, and they're throughout the day, morning and afternoon. And we got a few new things this year. We have a Celtic fiddle fun showcase taking place. So
okay.
Anyone that wants to come along, if you're anything like competent on a fiddle, you're very welcome to come along and give it a go.
Oh, very good. So it's like open mic for fiddle.
Basically, yes. Yeah, that's a good description of it. And given the weather we've had, we also have a free hydration station this year. That's been long overlooked. So bring your water bottle and your chair for a regular seat, and you can just walk around the games area. We also have Mad Mash Brewery from Tavistock. They're doing a cooking demonstration, as well as participating in the overall licensed events in the games. We have Junction 56 from Stratford with gin cocktails, and Upper Thames Brewing Company in Woodstock as our third vendor.
Oh, very good. And we've also got a play area for the little ones.
That's correct. Yeah, we've got the Wee Highlanders area. So that's everything from face painting. They'll be looking like extras from Braveheart and making up some pool noodle swords and shields, etc. So we're excited to give that a go on the main field this year, sort of see how that goes.
Oh, wonderful. Now, let's talk about, in terms of ticketing, some changes for the admission, if you will, for the family, if you will.
Yes, for this year, we decided to have under 18s would be free admission. So there will be adult admission, which is $30. It's $27.50 if you book in advance, and that's at embrohighlandgames.ca. You can get tickets online there. And that we feel will make an impact on, you know, people coming. It's a reasonably expensive day, but there's a lot to be had for that. But at least the kids are free.
Yeah, so again, that makes a huge difference. So bring along the whole family. It's family fun with a Scottish flair and the 86th Embro Highland Games. And Alan, as we've talked about, this is always a big, big event for Embro and area. It's huge.
Yeah, it's they tend to have there's a massive yard sale in the village on the Highland Games Day. And we hope, of course, that some of those folks do end up coming out to the games. We have a live Celtic music throughout the day in the Muckle Tent, as we call it. So we've got the Paddy Stones, a local Tilsonburg duo, and Doppelganger from near the Simcoe area. And we have heard both of these guys play before, and they do a really crowd-pleasing set.
Oh, yeah. Very good. And I got to ask, what the Muckle Tent?
Well, Muckle is it's a Scottish word, Jamie, kind of inferring large.
Okay.
So Muckle Tent is a big tent. It's a 20 by 20 tent for the shelter for the for musicians.
Yeah.
But of course, we're not going to need that because it's going to be a fabulous day. Nice, bright sunshine, 23 degrees.
Oh, there you go.
So what more can we ask for?
Love it.
We do have a selection of food trucks, and there's some Scottish-themed vendors there as well. So there's pretty much something for everyone on our day.
Oh, without a doubt. And again, this is hosted by the Azora Caledonian Society, and you've got your T-shirt on. Can you tell us about this society?
Sure. The society's been in play since 1937. And they were put together to sort of explore and maintain Scottish heritage in the area, in the Zora Township area. It was originally settled in the 1830s by some Northeast Scotland families, and there's some familiar names still around, the McKays, McIntoshes, Ross, Sutherland, Matheson. Some of these you'll be familiar with even in the Stratford area. And they sort of that they wanted to have a celebration of Scottish heritage, which we've meshed with the July 1st Canada Day. And we've only missed, I think, four times since 1937. Two of them were in the Second World War, and two of them, of course, were related to COVID.
Okay.
So when nobody could have celebrations, but we're back and as big as ever.
You bet. 86 Embro Highland Games. Again, you can get tickets online. Is that the best way?
Online, best way. EmbroHighlandGames.ca, and or at the gate. And they'll do cash and cards at the gate. So.
Yeah, and we should mention it's free parking too because it's a big event. But
that's
pretty
correct.
Nice.
Yeah, it is a big one. When we notice some festivals do charge for parking over and above the admission price. So ours is a flat $30 fee for adults, and parking on the grounds is free.
All right. Again, it's Scottish vendors, livestock, exhibits, live Celtic music, and more through your day. You can make an absolute full day of it for July 1st for Canada Day, 86 Embro Highland Games. Family fun with a Scottish flair. And Alan, I know we haven't covered everything, but you can go to the website and get all the schedule of events, the full
absolutely.
Itinerary.
Absolutely. There's a very detailed schedule and map, which is interesting. We had someone from a Facebook feed ask where Embro was, and it's like, well, you only really need to plug it into the computer and it'll tell you where Embro is. So a small community, but with a huge heart.
That's what it's all about. Alan Norman. Alan, we wish you great success as always. So wonderful to see this continuing. 86 Embro Highland Games. We'll share it on our socials at mystratfordnow.com. Thanks again, Alan.
Thank you again, Jamie.